Well, we're going to start this morning with listening to our good friend August, who reports from Shevlin.
Hi, this is August from Northern Sun Farm in Shevlin Township with a few observations. Last Monday, the 10th, there was an explosion of dragonflies. We think they were chalk-fronted corporals. This week, I observed all kinds of deer action. I watched a doe cross the road, then I watched its fawn go halfway across the road, then turn back and bump its nose into a barbed wire fence. Then we watched its mom run back across the road and go get it. I also saw a pair of fawn ears sticking up out of an alfalfa field. I found 3 grackle nests. One of the nests has 4 eggs, one nest has 6 eggs, and one nest has 5 chicks. Also, the baby robins in the nest on our porch fledged on Thursday the 13th. We had a very light frost on the morning of the 13th, but none of our garden plants were damaged. On Friday the 14th, I saw 2 goofy formations of Canada geese. If you remember my report from the first week of April, you'll remember we had a fox kill 2 chickens. While that fox was back, we saw it running across the driveway today, but I didn't get a chance to shoot at it. That's all for this week.
Good man, August. You got to protect your chickens. It's only right. The fox that raids the hen house is taking its own life into its own hands. And I commend you on the dragonflies. Your mother sent me a picture of the dragonfly, and in fact, it is the chalk-fronted corporal. And the one she sent would be described as a tenneril. And a tenneril, that's the dragonfly name for a juvenile. It wasn't fully colored. It hadn't I'm not sure if it's prunesced. The word looks like prunescence. Prunesced. Anyway, it hadn't gained that bright white color that comes with age on the chalk-fronted corporals. But they are the dominant species out there right now. They are, when they come out, they just flood the area. I remember driving my mail route one day and came down to this, on this gravel road, went over a little hill and down into a low spot with kind of a swampy land on both sides. And there had to be over 1,000 of them. They were just clouds. And I thought to myself, boy, wouldn't it be handy if you could just keep that group right around you as you went through your day, and they could feed on all those mosquitoes that are trying to feed on you. So chalk-fronted corporals, the deer and the fawn. I didn't see it, but my neighbor Marvin Beer was telling me the same sort of story that Augie told about the ears. He said he was driving in on Blue Heron Road where we live, and he saw something out in the hayfield that didn't look right. And when he stopped and kind of gave it a closer glance, he realized it was the ears of a deer, and it was a fawn embedded down out in the hayfield. And I think they do that this time of year just for some of them, just to get away from the flies and bugs, you know, just to get away and have some relief. I also remember years on the mail route when the deer would stand out in the middle of a field like that, and just their ears and their tail would be just twitching the whole time as the deer flies were bugging them. So, it's that season is not far off. And I haven't killed a deer fly yet, but I have killed a horse fly. So the biting flies are definitely on their way to us.